Naral looked at the clock, and the more time that passed, the more irritated she became. It was already 1 in the morning, and Kashif still hadn't come home. She folded the clothes that she had spread out on her bed and packed them neatly inside her Louis Vuitton tote. This nigga knows we've got to catch a plane tomorrow morning. He should have been back. He's so unreliable. All I need is 1 weekend. 1 weekend when it's just about me. He can't even give me that, she thought to herself. She was anxious for her sorority reunion. It had been 6 years since she'd seen any of her sorority sisters, and when she'd gotten the invitation to go on a reunion cruise with them, she was ecstatic. She knew that everyone would be there, along with their significant others, so she made sure she told Kashif way in advance so that he could put her on his schedule. Having a man as fine as Kashif was a plus. His dark, prominent features, sleepy bedroom eyes, and amazing physique were every woman's fantasy. He was even taller than she was, which was definitely a perk. Usually, most men who had been blessed with his type of features had also been cursed financially. Fine men were always the maintenance men or the construction workers you admired in passing. Kashif, however, was the total package. He had pockets as deep as the Pacific Ocean, and he was willing to fulfill all of her material desires. This in itself gave her bragging rights. His looks and charm, along with the many diamonds he had blessed her with, was sure to make her the envy of all her old friends, not to mention the semi-successful modeling career she had. There was one person in particular that she was excited about running into, her best friend Carmen. They were close, and Carmen had been like a sister to her during their time at Spelman. Like so many others, they had promised to never lose touch after graduation. But life interjected, and intimate conversations every day became occasional courtesy calls. She couldn't wait to see her. And she couldn't wait for Carmen to meet Kashif. He wasn't perfect, but he was hers, and Naral couldn't wait to show him off. If the nigga make it, she thought angrily, as she watched the clock strike 1:30. He's not even packed yet. Carmen pulled his luggage out of the closet and tossed it onto the bed as she threw his drawers and socks inside. She was trying to give Kashif the benefit of the doubt, but once 2 a.m. found her bed still empty, she couldn't help but pick up the phone. He better answer my call,